A fundamental aspect of our emunah, the very first one of the ikrei emunah, is an imam be'emunah shalema. We believe with complete and perfect faith. Shabbayri is barach levadai, that the Eibishter, hu levadai, he himself runs the whole world. Behu levadai osa ve'oise ve'yase l'chol ha'masim. He is the one that runs every single thing and does every single thing in this world. The problem begins when we think everything's on our shoulders. And like famously, a gadol b'Yisrael once turned to someone that was panicking and in a state of anxiety, and he told him, I have an eitzah for you, I have a solution, why don't you just resign? Your problem is that you're holding the entire world on your shoulders. If you resign and quit, someone else will take care of it. If someone else is the Eibishter who runs the entire world. We Yidden are particularly lucky because the Gemara tells us, Ein mazal Yisrael, we are not subject to the whims of nature, we are not subject even to the mazalis which run this world. We purely get everything we get from Hashem himself. And as it says in Sifri Chassidus, Ein mazal Yisrael, the word Ein should be read Ayin mazal Yisrael. Our mazal comes from the high madrega called Ayin, which is beyond any expression. Particularly when we stand in the month of Adar. In the month of Adar, which the Gemara says, Bari mazal Yidden, have a very healthy mazal. And that means that even when we fall under the rules of mazal, even so we have a healthy mazal. And certainly for us, that we are really beyond any form of mazal. This leads into an interesting halachic discussion. The Chassam Sofer argues that tests and research that was done among non-Jews cannot be used as evidence for Jewish people. This is based on the Gemara in several places, which the Gemara says that Jewish people and non-Jewish people's bodily nature is totally different. The expression uses chavil gufayu. Yidden have Torah and mitzvahs which creates for them anxiety and Jewish guilt. At the same time, Yidden don't eat shkatzim or umasim, and therefore our temperament is totally different. And Chassam Sofer argues that perhaps we cannot rely on research that is done on non-Jewish people and prove from that for us. This is hotly debated in the poskim. Most poskim disagree with the Chassam Sofer vehemently, and they bring strong proof and many gemaras about different tests and medication that was done on non-Jews as a proof what would work for Jewish people as well. We have to use the Chassam Sofer lekula v'loy lechumra. The Chassam Sofer is encouraging for us to know that even the statistics that are saying out there doesn't prove anything about us. But not lechumra like the Chassam Sofer himself brings. And in Shulchan Aruch it says that we ask doctors with regarding Chil Shabbos for a patient. We ask doctors with regard to eating on Yom Kippur. And even though these doctors are non-Jews and they rely on the medical research which was done with non-Jews, he says that is only to be machmer in pikuach nefesh, not in the case when it comes to be lenient in matters of pikuach nefesh. So therefore that teaches us the following. On the one hand, we keep all the guidelines that we're receiving from the medical professionals based on their research, because we need to be machmer in pikuach nefesh, even at the expense when it comes to eating on Yom Kippur or being mechal Shabbos. And at the same time, we could be reassured that all those terrible statistics are not an indication for us, because we're beyond all these things, and even halachically, research on non-Jewish people is not a full, complete indication for Jewish people. One of the things we need to think about in such a time is the importance of simcha. Simcha and avodas Hashem is a fundamental aspect of Yiddishkeit. Like the Rambam says, avodah gedolah mihi ad moedah is a very important and great avodah. And Hashrois Hashchina, the presence of Hashem, comes to a person dafkinet when there is simcha. It is related by the Hillel Gerushner that there was a horrible magefa in his time in the year Tafresh Ches. And at that time they saw, and he was saying L'Hoshainus on Hoshaina Rabba, when he came to the Hoshaina, Hoshaina Nefesh Ebeholod, there was a tremendous Ishtapchus HaNefesh, outpouring of the soul, when he said the words Hoshaina Nefesh Ebeholod, Hashem, save us, that our soul should not have Beholod, should not be anxious, should not be panicked. What's important right now is Adrabba Tachlis HaSimcha. Sfarim say that Simcha is Mamtik Dinim. Simcha sweetens all negative things. Not only it removes negative things, it actually makes all the negative and transforms them into something sweet. We know from Talmid Baal Shem Tov and from all Sifrei Chassidus that the importance of Simcha at all times, and particularly when a time when there's a Chas HaShalom Inna Ve'ez Sarah. It is important at this stage to take out your dancing shoes and listen to Freilich music and get into an upbeat mood and dance. Literally, rikud beraglayim, dancing, clapping your hands, and being in a state of simcha that brings out all brachas tovis and all tremendous hashpoyos. And certainly, as was mentioned on an earlier occasion, chas v'shalom, the opposite of simcha, which is atzvos, depression, merirus, bitterness, is so much frowned upon in Svarim, and particularly in such a time where we need to be mechazik, the inn of bitachin and simcha. and certainly not the inyan of kas, the mazikin, are shoylet in a place where there's kas, where there's anger, that brings about chas v'shalom more mazikin, and not having kas and being tranquil and calm and relaxed with ourselves, with our spouses, with our kids, that removes and eradicates all mazikin. So let us increase in the inyanim of simcha, bitachin, menuchas hanefesh, etc. We should also take into account that there are other people out there that are in quarantine and isolation and they need to hear a good word. If we know people that we're close to and that will appreciate our phone call, pick up the phone to the elderly people, particularly to your parents in the midst of Kibbutz Av, your grandparents, pick up the phone, see how they're doing. Tell them a geshmak avert, make them feel good, give them inspiration, give them a boost. Even just a 1 minute phone call, calling them, asking how they're doing, is a tremendous thing. This itself is, besides for the mitzvah of Ahavtarach HaKamoichem, the mitzvah of Kibbutz Av, or Kibbutz Avi Aviv, etc., it brings in so much brach into this world.